May the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The custom of celebrating a day of thanksgiving traces its origins back to the year 1621, when Governor Bradley of the Plymouth Colony appointed a day of public praise and prayer after the first harvest. This practice then very soon spread throughout the other colonies. President George Washington, at the request of Congress, proclaimed the first national observance on Thursday, November the 26th, 1789, a proclamation that has now become a tradition for every president to make ever since. Many believe that Thanksgiving Day is an American original, but this is only partly true. This day takes on many aspects of harvest festivals in Europe, only being original in its name, Thanksgiving Day. There's another thing that both harvest festival and Thanksgiving Day have in common. The day has an inescapable religious character. As such, it poses something of a problem for some of our fellow Christians. For whom does an atheist give thanks on Thanksgiving? For Christians, though, this is not a problem. We do know whom to thank. We acknowledge that all of life and every good gift comes solely from God. He is the one we thank. There is no other. And so it is that we come to this Eucharist, a word that itself means thanksgiving, to give God his due. A special part of our thanks comes from the guiding principles upon which our country was founded. They're expressed in the Declaration of Independence like this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men have been created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I wonder what our founding fathers would think of us if they could time travel to our period of history. Would they see us as a people who have made great progress in our pursuit of those unalienable rights? Or would they be perturbed by what they see? It is true that greater numbers of people are now able to pursue happiness than ever before. But it's also true that too many people still live in poverty and want. This fact struck me hard when I was watching the TV news the other day. Charity after charity was being mentioned regarding what that particular charity would be doing for people, both for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. People would be fed. Children would be receiving presents they would otherwise go without. The TV news was doing a really good job in trying to get the viewers involved in helping these charitable efforts. But what shocked me was that it seemed normal. It seemed a normal part of 21st century life in the US that there would be people, whole families, who can barely provide for the basics in life, who work 2, maybe 3 jobs and still can barely make ends meet, who see days like Thanksgiving and Christmas as huge challenges to get through, as days of disappointment for their children. While giving thanks as Americans, we must be careful not to slip into a mentality of either nationalism or complacency. And neither should we normalize the poverty of others as either, well, it's their fault, or as merely a relative thing because they're not really poor now, or as a scripture moment, to quote Jesus approvingly, "The poor you will always have with you," and then shrug your shoulders. For those of us who can, our ability to give thanks comes with a responsibility and a duty towards those who are in need. We've just heard it from 3 different readings. Providing food, shelter, and presents are all worthy things. But if the need to provide such things is a part of the system in which we find ourselves, It becomes incumbent upon those of us who call ourselves Christians to do something to change, to fix the system itself. This will, of course, come at a greater cost to us. For which is easier, giving a few dollars to a charity or buying a couple of presents for an angel tree or becoming politically involved in the poverty of others? Christians giving thanks for their blessings comes with an understanding that we share those blessings, not just once, not just twice a year, but permanently. As Jesus said, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even Gentiles do the same?" We have a lot to be thankful for, and we do well to share it. After all, doesn't it make our thanksgiving all the more joyful if we did? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.